we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and we hope to have Jeanette Schnall this morning from Chile, who's a real estate agent down there and wants to interest people in the beautiful part of Chile that she lives. But right now, she's not available, so we'll just be doing open lines. Our number here is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524 if there's something you would like to talk about. Well, we're told that they've worked out some sort of a debt agreement between the Republicans and the Democrats, and there's going to be no tax increases, but there's going to be have to raise the debt here, but there's not going to be any tax increases. And there's going to be spending cuts, but the spending cuts aren't going to come until 2013. Does anybody really believe that in 2013 they're really going to do spending cuts? Ladies and gentlemen, they're not going to cut spending. Oh, let's see. Who do we have on the line?
Please try again.
Hello?
Hello,
is this Jeanette?
Yes, speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you this morning?
Well, pretty good.
Well, how are things down there in Chile?
I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Well, how are things in Chile? Why don't you tell our listeners why you picked Chile as a place to move to when you left the United States?
Sure. Well, back about 8 years ago, you know, we could see that, you know, if you looked at the United States as you might examine a company, if you looked at the balance sheet, you could see that the country was basically broke. And, you know, we saw the handwriting on the wall, and we knew that that was going to mean the financial problems would mean social unrest, and all kinds of horrible things would be happening. So we decided to look for some place, a country that would be more stable. And that we went through a whole research project, and we wind up choosing Chile. Lots of reasons. One of them is that, for example, the percentage of the GDP of the country, ratio to debt, is less than 10%. And that was something that was very attractive to me. I wanted a country that had low debt, and they had a really stable economy. And there are 13 countries in South America, and this has the best economy. And in all of Latin America, if you added in Central America, there's 8 more countries. Very stable, and also the fact that it has a really good police force here. And that was something I was looking for. You know, a very low, you know, corruption index, a high in liberty and stable as far as the monetary system. And plus, it's extremely beautiful here. So those were the main reasons that we chose the country.
Now, is it fairly cheap to live there compared with the United States as far as how much does it cost to live there for food, or for housing, things like that?
It's a fairly expensive country for compared to all the other countries in Latin America. It would be the most expensive country. So for people, say, interested in a really cheap country, it wouldn't be the choice for them. Other countries like maybe Ecuador or Uruguay, Costa Rica are cheaper. But the thing is that here, probably about your living expenses are probably a quarter to a third overall less than the United States. And some things are more expensive because they take their tax basis out of what is called a VAT. In Europe, we call it a VAT, value-added tax, which is 19%. Here, it's referred to as an IVA. But a lot of the cost of things that are made locally are very low. You can get very nice custom-made furniture for, much, much less than you would pay in the United States. Anything that's imported would be probably in some regards the same as the United States because, you know, you have the tax. But, you know, food, you can shop at farmers markets and stuff. You can really cut your costs. And, you know, for a couple, two people could, you know, your grocery bill, you could have it as low as $700 a month if you, you know, just like any person, it depends on their lifestyle. But, you know, you can cut your costs and, for example, you can have a maid for the day for about, the equivalent to $25 working for the whole day, or a gardener, a little bit more than that. And the wage rate of laborers is probably around $3 to $4 an hour here. So you can move quite well.
Okay, labor is $3 to $4 an hour. Now, basically, did you build a house down there, or did you buy a house?
Yes, we bought a piece of property about 7 years ago, and then 2 years ago, we decided that we wanted to have a house available, so in case we decided to head for a bolt hole here, we'd have it ready for us. So we had that contracted 2 years ago, and we paid about $75 a square foot. And now with a dollar being lower and a peso being higher, you can get approximately the same thing for around, say, $80, $85 a square foot. So, like, we had a 1,000 square foot home built, and we paid $75,000, and it's, you know, it's a fairly decent home. I mean, it's not a luxury home. It's not a high-end home. It's just a, you know, sort of a middle-class home. It's comfortable, and it's, you know, it's fairly well done, and, you know, we're very pleased with it. So,
how is the weather?
We can come down here and have a home built reasonably.
What is the weather like?
I'm sorry, would you repeat that? What's what like?
What is the weather like?
Oh, the weather? Is that what you said?
Yes.
The weather here is, it's a temperate climate. We're in the south, and it's a very long country. It's a long, thin country. It's on the Pacific coast of South America. It's about 3,000 miles of coastline. So there are some sort of different climates along the way.
Hold
the
thought.
North,
we'll
they
be
have
back
one of the driest deserts in the world.
Hold that thought, and we'll be back in just a moment here with Jeanette Schnall from Chile.
U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins is saluting our local men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our freedom. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Remember, our troops' efforts abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins, a member of the Better Business Bureau. They're here to help you get fast cash for your real estate notes. Visit them at uscashflows.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here with Jeanette, who's living down in Chile. Temperate climate there. It's beautiful. I've seen all sorts of pictures of that region. Jeanette, how can people call you if they'd like more information? You have a number here in the United States. What is that telephone number?
Sure. My number in the United States is in area code 413, and the number is 835-7961.
Call once again.
Okay, sure. From area code 413-835-7961. And that is actually Magic Jack. It's a voice over internet provider. And that will ring my computer in southern Chile. So if someone doesn't get up, they can just leave a voice message and we'll call them back.
All right, fine. So that's a convenient way to get hold of Jeanette. If you'd like more information on property down there and like to consider relocating, and many people are thinking, they're very concerned about what's going on here in the United States. We personally are going to stay here, but there are other people very legitimately thinking about leaving. Now, you mentioned certainly that the police force and the government are very, very stable. And the police really do a great job of keeping law and order. There's certainly not a lot of crime in Chile, is there?
I didn't catch the whole thing. I'm on a cell phone.
What about the study?
I heard most of what you said. Is that the police force and the government?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the police force here is very sort of a traditional police force, like what we maybe had in the United States, like in the 50s, 60s, in that time. The police force are very, it's definitely a brotherhood, but it's a brotherhood that's ethical. They're more like peace officers. The police here have not been militarized, and I know Latin America has a reputation for having corruption in police as far as, you know, taking bribes. In some countries, they might stop you for speeding, and you pay your ticket directly to them. But they don't go for that kind of nonsense here. They're not aggressive people. They uphold the law, and what they do is, in Chile, the police are moved around the country, so they're almost like a state police force, but they're moved to different parts of the country, and then there is no really way for them to develop any sort of, you know, mafia-type attitudes or taking money or bribes. And the thing is that the police, the people that they choose, are very ethical. And that's one of the really attractions for me coming to the country, because I wanted some place that was going to be safe, that wasn't going to have a, you know, police that could be militarized or become sort of a police state, that type of thing. So the police force here is really excellent. And the government is stable. In the past, I guess I would give you a little bit of history, but for people that don't know, in the 70s, they had a Marxist government here, and then that was thrown out, and then they had a, the military took over, and then they had a dictatorship, but they established a new economy. The economy had been really destroyed by the Marxists. They brought in what was called the Chicago School of Economics, and they developed a self-regulating market theory here. And then they had a transition to democracy in the 80s. So they've gone through a lot of different styles of government, and they want to stay with democracy. The people have been through this, and they want the stability. So they have a very stable economy. That's very, very important to all the people in this country. So I don't see that the people are going to allow any kind of, swinging back to socialism or Marxism at all. I think that it will continue to be a stable country, so.
All right. So, now, do you have a car? Are cars expensive? Gasoline expensive?
Yes, and I am sorry. That's not a valid extension. Please try again.
Hello?
Hello. Hi. Yes, you asked about cars, was it?
Beg your pardon? I don't know.
Did you ask about cars?
Yes, Jeanette, just go ahead. You were talking about cars. Do you have a car?
Okay, sure. Cars. Well, cars are somewhat expensive here. We don't have the snow and the salt that you have in like the north part of North America and the United States. So cars last a lot longer. They seem to hold up their value. And I think the car market is somewhat protected here. It's a small country. There's only like 17 million people for the population, and so they discourage people to import their personal cars unless they're diplomats or they have some, sports cars or something special. They will tax you rather high. A brand new car here runs the same as the United States, like a $20,000 for a car. But you can get used cars reasonably, but it's just not the same good price that you get in the United States. You might pay twice as much here for a used car than you would in the United States, and I think that you really have the law of supply and demand going on, because in the United States, you have so many people turning over cars all the time that there's a huge, almost glut of used cars. And here there's not as many, so you wind up paying quite a bit more for a used car. But, for example, our first car in country, we bought a used car. We got a Jeep Cherokee, and I can't remember the year off the top of my head. But we got that for like $5,000, and say it's like 10 years old or something. So, I mean, it's not unreasonable, the cost, but it's more than we would be used to paying in the United States, for sure.
Well, if there's anybody out in the listening audience who'd like to ask Jeanette a question, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And Jeanette does sell real estate in Chile. And she has an American telephone number, so if you'd like to talk to her, once again, what is that telephone number, Jeanette?
Okay. Yes, my telephone number in the United States that rings in my computer is 413 835-7961. Or for people who want to email, we have a website. And my email address is Jeanette@SouthernChiliPropertiesCom. And my name is spelled JeaneTTE. So that's
one more
Jeanette@SouthernChiliPropertiesCom. I'm sorry?
One more time, your email address.
Sure. My email address is Jeanette. That's JeaneTTE at, all one word would be Southern Chili Properties. And
that's properties.
com.
Okay, that's Jeanette at SouthernChiliPropertiesCom.
Transfer.
Right. And we seem to be getting.
That's
people.
Not a valid extension. Please try again.
Okay, well, apparently somebody's called, tried to call a couple of times. Again, our number, if you have a question for Jeanette, 877-254-7524. Are there many Americans living close to where you are?
I'm sorry. I'm on a cell phone, and I'm getting a little bit of drops in the call. Could you repeat that question?
I certainly could. Are there any Americans living in your area of Chile?
Oh, yes. Well, I live in a beautiful, almost a, well, it's considered a resort part of the country. And it's the, we call it the Seven Lakes region. And where I live is in a town called Pangapui. And I live inside of a loosely knit development. And there will be up to 17 families where I live. And I have American neighbors and neighbors from Europe as well. And it's nice. We get together. We have, celebrate different holidays. Like we celebrated the 4th of July. We get together to celebrate Christmas. And, we get together on nice days and have barbecues. So there are quite a few expats down here from different countries. There are a lot of Israelis, interestingly enough, coming in recently, I was told by someone, and also a lot of Russians. So there's a lot of people that have Chile on their mind as a place to come to, that are leaving other countries that they're worried about. So the thing is, you meet a foreigner if you don't live in a development, at the grocery store, at a restaurant, and you get introduced around, and you sort of can connect into this network and hook up with other people. So for somebody that's a family, say in the United States, that's worried about being alone, it's not a worry, because once you get here and you get introduced around, and you can be as social as you want, really. And the local people are very nice and friendly, and it's, if you live in a neighborhood with people from Chile, then they'll be sure to invite you over for their own parties, or they're very sociable about having things like barbecues and dinners, Sundays after church activities, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of things to do if you want to.
And are you glad that you moved to Chile? Are you happy? Are you and your husband happy there?
I'm so happy, Dr. Stan. Along the road in the past 7 years, once in a while, I've had a doubt, and it's hard to leave the United States in some regards, because it's a huge market. I mean, you have everything available at your fingertips, every kind of product, but I would really rather live here in a traditional way, and with around people that still believe in God, and have liberty and security, rather than having things that you have in the in the United States. And I'm just amazed at the, what's been happening in the United States in the past 2 years. I'm so thankful every day that we live here, and I just don't have the same feeling of being worried and concerned and nervous, and we don't have body scanners to go through. There aren't, you know, cameras on every street corner watching you. You don't feel like I'm under surveillance. I'm free to say what I want, you know, which doesn't seem to be the case anymore in the United States. So I'm extremely happy we made the choice here. And we live in a beautiful place, and I wake up every morning and I look at the mountains and the lakes, and I just feel very inspired. So it's great.
All right. Well, if anybody's interested in contacting Jeanette, one more time, your telephone number, and then we'll let you go.
Sure. My phone number is area code 413-835-7961, and that will ring my office in Chile. Or for people on the internet, I have a website, and people can email us at Jeanette@SouthernChilePropertyCo.com.
Bye-bye. God bless. Thanks so much. Talk to you later.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Cindy Girk and American Family Insurance in Fort Collins remind listeners, blood is one of the few substances which cannot be manufactured or stored for long periods. Giving blood is safe and painless. It only takes a short time. Be a silent hero. Give the gift of life. Donate blood. Your help could save a life in our community. This reminder is courtesy of Cindy Girk and American Family Insurance Agency in Fort Collins, reminding listeners, as Americans, it's our responsibility to help safeguard our country and its people. The staff and families at Texas Roadhouse take this special time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Remember them during these trying times in our thoughts and prayers. That's from the Texas Roadhouse, where they invite you in for the best food in Cheyenne. Fall off the bone ribs, hearty hand-cut steaks, legendary margaritas, and much more. Make their place your place at Texas Roadhouse, 1931 Bluegrass Circle, or call 307-638-1234.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, apparently a lot of people were interested in talking to Jeanette, because a lot of people called in, but for some reason or other, we got cut off each time. Anyway, if you have any questions, you'll just have to call Jeanette, but you can call her on that number that we put out, or send her an email at Jeanette at southernchiliproperties.com. For myself, and my family have decided to live here, stay here. But one time we did leave America, but we came back again. And because I feel the battle is here, and my job is to fight it. But I can understand why some people would want to think about leaving. We're entering into very, very difficult times. You have to understand what's really going on. And you can't understand it unless you understand there are secret societies out there that run our country. And the people of great wealth, many of them at least, are part and parcel of this movement. Their dedication is to the one world government, the one world financial system, the one world religion, and bringing in the one world leader. This is the ideas that were put forward by Plato in his Republic, and of course this is the philosopher's dream. Unfortunately, the dream that motivated Pythagoras and Socrates and Plato and Aristotle and Alexander the Great, all of them, of course, Greek, and, of course, Alexander was the a pupil of Aristotle, who was well-schooled in the mystery religions, and they understood exactly what was going on. I fear that their dream, which is coming to fulfillment today, will soon become our nightmare. Because behind this dream, which motivated Plato to write the Republic back of 350 years before Christ was born, behind this dream were powerful spiritual forces that had been brought to Greece by Pythagoras, who'd gone to the Near East and, of course, studied with the mystery religions and accepted their philosophy. And, of course, had then schooled Socrates, who schooled Plato, who came up with this wonderful idea of a utopian society, a one-world utopian society. But remember, Nimrod had tried that after the Great Flood, and God had intervened, and God, of course, is going to intervene again with disastrous consequences. Well, our number is 1-877-254-7524. If you have a question or a comment, it's open lines for the rest of the hour, 877-254-7524. But let me explain to you what's really going on today. The people who own the great corporations have a great deal of money. Now, you can't have a capitalist society and a prosperous economy unless you have people investing in the economy. But they're all in on the scam. The corporations are sitting on about $2 trillion. They could invest in America, get the economy going. They don't intend to. They intend to collapse our economy and impoverish our people. When you understand that, it makes sense. The banks are sitting on about $3 trillion. They could invest in America. They're not doing it. They're investing it in other countries because the whole idea is to collapse our economy, impoverish our people. We're moving into a period of austerity and lower living standards and poverty. They're going to destroy the value of our currency, the value of the savings of our people, simply by eroding the value of our currency through inflation. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. And, of course, inflation is the cruelest tax of all because people don't realize as the value of their money gets steadily eroded, and you'll get your Social Security check. It just won't buy much of anything. I don't know what they're going to do about Medicare. We've got about 56 million people on Medicare today, and 75 million baby boomers have already started to retire about 2 years ago, and soon we'll have 100, 125 million people on Medicare. And where's the money coming from? You can't do this. Well, of course, you can't do this unless you kill off the elderly, and that's what Obamacare is all about. It was, of course, to withhold medical care, to ration access to health care, to kill off the elderly, and then they have so many programs already underway to do that, so many of the medications that they prescribe, the statin drugs. If you look at the statistics, if you take a statin drug, take out a description, you know, the little package insert, and read it. And notice that the staff drugs really don't make that much difference. You know, if you've never had a heart attack, you've never had a stroke, why the difference between taking a staff drug and taking a staff and not taking a staff drug? They tell you it's something like 30% improvement is the difference between 3 in 100 and 2 in 100, and that's 30%. Absolutely, they lie to you, and the doctors don't know because they don't read the package inserts. And the very attractive, detailed man, a woman come around and tell them all the material the government allows them to put out about a potentially dangerous drug that is lowering your hormones. And this is one reason why men have so much in the way of sexual dysfunction. And certainly it lowers the cholesterol, which is essential for brain metabolism, lowers your CoQ10, predisposes you to cancer. They know all of these things. So why are millions of Americans on statin drugs? Why, very simply, because they want to destroy your health. There are too many people. And you say, that's madness. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you really analyze what's going on today, you will understand they are intentionally killing off large parts of the population here and throughout the world. They know the danger of aspartame. They put it in all of the products that you buy in this store, or so many of them will have aspartame or MSG or both. And, of course, they know because it produces pathological obesity. They know that it predisposes to diabetes. You get type 2 diabetes, you're going to die a lot sooner. And they know it's going to alter a pregnancy and fertility. And they know it's going to produce autoimmune diseases, and they know, of course, it's going to produce cancer. They know all of these things, and they know it's going to produce convulsions, and they know it's going to create attention deficit disorders, and they know it's going to upset the endocrine system. In fact, our friend Betty Martini was called by a high-ranking person in the FDA about certainly a letter she had sent to them, and they wanted to go get that taken care of. And she said, why are you releasing aspartame? You know it produces cancer and all of these other problems. And he said, don't you understand, rather indignantly, don't you understand there are too many people in the world? It's all about population control. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's what it's about. But you're not to know that. You're supposed to believe that the government is there to help you. Well, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, government is not there to help you. Oh, I mean, there are a lot of good people who work for the government, but the people at the very top, the ones who are calling the shots, understand there are too many people in the United States. The whole system is coming down because there's not enough money to provide everything without increased taxes at the point where you won't have any income left. Our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Choice City Electric in Fort Collins salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from Choice City Electric in Fort Collins. 132 Commerce Drive, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumph and their sacrifice. With the summer months upon us, let's keep an eye out for senior citizens. Check on them regularly, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Elder House Adult Daycare Program in Fort Collins. They're committed to serving our elder Americans, but most importantly, they remind you that love is ageless and growing older should be graceful. To find out how you can donate your time, call 970-221-0406. 970-221-0406. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dan here at Open Lines this morning. If you'd like to call in, the number is 800-254-7524. 800-254-7524. You see, you can't have a prosperous economy built such as ours unless, of course, there's money there, unless money's being released, the money's being put in into the economy for business development, and business development brings jobs, and jobs bring, of course, more money in the economy, and of course, then you can begin to raise the prices on homes. But once you contract, certainly the availability of funds for investment, that's exactly what they're doing. The federal government, the Federal Reserve System, for the first time in history, is paying banks not to lend money. Let me repeat that. The Federal Reserve is paying banks not to lend money. They're paying them interest on the reserves that are left with the Federal Reserve System. The money is safe there. The banks are frightened to death that they're going to get into another situation like they were before. So the small banks, which aren't in on the scam, most of them are parking their money with the Federal Reserve System, and that's where the Federal Reserve's getting their money to buy up all the bonds, the government bonds. I mean, the Federal Reserve is going in and buying up government bonds, and that's the way we're monetizing our debt. In other words, other countries don't want to buy our bonds because they, of course, are afraid that they're going to destroy the value of the currency. They're afraid that America may default. So the Federal Reserve has lots of money. Where do they get it? They get it from the banks. The banks, of course, are depositing the money with the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is buying up all these products. We're actually buying up our own debt with our own money. And it's but you can't keep doing that indefinitely. 43 cents of every dollar that's spent today is going to be have to be borrowed, and you can't borrow yourself into prosperity. You can't do it. The federal government can't do it. This is a road to disaster, but you have to understand this is planned. They know exactly what they're doing. How do I know that? Because I read what it says in Foreign Affairs Magazine, the November-December issue of Foreign Affairs Magazine, November-December 2010, an article written by Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Relations, and he knows what's going to happen. And in that article by Richard Haass and Roger Altman, they talk about the coming austerity. In fact, in my latest newsletter, I quote from that, where time and again they use the term austerity. Austerity. Austerity is coming. Your living standards are going to fall because the elite that runs this country intend it that way. They're going to raise the living standards in China, going to raise the living standards in Brazil, going to raise the living standards in Russia and in India, and lower the standard of living here in the United States. It's part of the geopolitical plan of the ruling elite. In fact, if you read David Rockefeller's memoirs, on page 405, and we do carry the book. You need to get it and read it and find out how Fidel Castro's daughters keep going down to Cuba to visit good old Fidel Castro. I thought he was the enemy of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, Fidel Castro was the created enemy. I mean, he's always been a communist. They knew he was a communist when they brought him to power. But you need enemies to focus the attention of the American people on the enemy. Oh, the enemy, Fidel Castro, is a threat to America. He's going to invade America. He's going to have missiles down there. They're going to attack America. So that way you rally the people behind our leaders, like David Rockefeller, who, of course, is the honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. The Council on Foreign Relations and their subsidiary organizations, like the Trilateral Commission, provide our presidents. 12 of the people who surrounded Barack Obama came from the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. And there's only about 78 members of the North American chapter. You can get the membership list off the Internet. Certainly just go there to the website and trilateral.org. Don't take my word for it. Check out everything I say, and you'll find out certainly the key people in the Obama administration come from the membership roles of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. It is not simply by coincidence between 1977 and the year 2008. Every president and or vice president of the United States, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. Six of the eight representatives to the World, presidents of the World Bank, eight of the 10 World Trade representatives from the United States, seven of the 12 secretaries of state, and nine of the secretaries of defense. Do you think that could possibly have happened by accident? No, ladies and gentlemen, we have a ruling elite. They control the media. Nobody's going to tell you these things. You want to verify them, you can go to augustreview.org, or we've got a wonderful DVD on the Trilateral Commission. It's just called The Trilateral Commission by Patrick Wood, and he'll give you the background behind this. Patrick's been studying the Trilateral Commission going back to the late 1970s, certainly one of the leading experts on this. You need to help us get the information out. There's an elite that runs America. Behind them are powerful spiritual forces, because it was those spiritual forces that energized Cecil Rhodes, who created the secret society that led to the formation of the Council on Foreign Relations in 1921. And you want to verify that on page, you can find it on page 950. Two, as I remember, 952, of Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. At the bottom of page 951, the top of page 952, the Council on Foreign Relations was created in 1921, and it was a front for the Round Table and for the J.P. Morgan interests. Of course, as you read the book, you find the Round Table was a front for this secret society that was founded in the occult desire to fulfill Plato's dream of a one-world government, a one-world currency, and a one-world religion, and a one-world leader. We'll be right back.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Doc, Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and this time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. We're going to tell you things that you're not going to learn elsewhere. And Chris is, so if you would like to join the Radio Liberty family supporters, if you agree with me, that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield, and that behind the organizations which really run our country are powerful spiritual forces that are using the power of our government, the financial and military power, to bring about this one world government. And that's why we have our troops stationed in 131 nations. That's why we have 720 foreign military bases. That's why we are certainly are at war with Libya. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're at war with Libya, and I fear we'll soon be at war with Syria. If the insurgents don't topple the government, we're going to be at war over there as well. And when you understand this, why, Chris, hopefully you'll want to join in this, my effort to educate the people. And when you join the Liberty family, you help us maintain the network of some 60 to 65 outlets we have every single week. And we can certainly use your help. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Then, of course, you need to, of course, get our talk on the Forbidden Secret and on the Dark Secret. They're two different DVDs, and they're syllabuses that go with those. Certainly, you want to get Pat Wood's excellent DVD on the Trilateral Commission. You want to get David Rockefeller's memoirs. We carry the book on page 405. He tells you, you know, of all these people so critical of us, you know, we have raised the living standards of nations throughout the world. What would they have done, referring to people like you and me? Well, I believe in trade, but not trade that destroys our nation. They took down our tariffs because they wanted to transfer our wealth overseas. They lied to the American people. They knew the jobs were going to leave America, but no, they had to convince us, oh, this is going to be good for America. We're going to get all these new jobs. No, they knew they were going to lower our living standards. They knew they were going to precipitate the crisis that we're facing today. They're very intelligent people, and David Rockefeller readily admits that their policies, meaning those policies of the organizations he leads, like the CFR and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers, their policy was, of course, to lower the living standards in the United States and raise them elsewhere. But he's not going to tell you the lower living standards here. He's only going to tell you about how they've raised living standards throughout the world. And then, of course, on page 405, he talks about the secret cabal that he's part of. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a secret cabal. That's what he says. And, of course, we hope that you will want to get the book, check these things out, and then help us get the word out. We must educate the people in the short time we have left, because time is running out. We're moving into a war with the Muslim world, and I fear that there's going to be disastrous consequences. A war is the only way that they have of getting out of the mess we're in, getting people back working, and, of course, in the process, they'll undermine our economy, destroy the value of our currency, And then they'll blame it on the wicked Osama bin Laden or whoever they want to. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our position.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-204-8255.